More places. Yes, it was 70,000.
Yes.
Jews had a lot of, was a very...
And it was chosen according the distance.
Yes.
And not according the...
No, that was the distance. But there were several places in town where you could get Jewish education. And he was the head of all those...
That's Kukuk.
And he founded that youth synagogue.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, where was he born, Kukuk?
In Holland. Sure, he was a Dutchman. That's sure. But I don't know in what place. Sure, he was a Dutchman.
So was this was
and the... And afterwards, that was Reins, Mr. Reins, when that was the new director.
Also from Holland?
From Holland. I think he came from Amsterdam, but he's a born Dutchman.
And Ashkenaz.
Ashkenaz, okay.
Yes. Okay. So this was your Jewish and musical activities.
I've been in the synagogue choir between my 10th and my bachelor. 3 years I've been there. In the,
what did you sing? Soprano or alto?
Boy
soprano. Boy soprano.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And who was the conductor?
That was Mr. G. M. Bolle.
Bolle.
He was a very famous dirigent, conductor. He was also conductor of famous Dutch chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Jewish. He was Jewish.
He was also the conductor of non-Jewish.
Yeah, of course.
As a musician, good musician. And he founded that choir in 1910 it is founded.
Mm-hmm.
1910 it's founded. I know this for sure, because I just read about it in the newspaper of that time.
In the
Institute of Jewish History.
I see. Very interesting. Yeah. So you
in 1935, he was 25 years. He was a conductor of that choir that he founded in. So it's and I've been there in time and been in. I think from 1930 till
1934. And then.
And then I went to the youth synagogue.
But you had to be silent a little bit till your voice changed, no?
Yes.
And then you were the Hazan in the youth.
Yes, and as I had all my, for my fourth year, I went with my father to the synagogue, and afterwards in that choir, I know so very much about it.
I see.
And I learned afterwards.
With whom did you learn? Yes, it is good. From here, hearing what, whom, where.
Oh, yeah, the Chazanim. You understand. In my youth, there was a very good Chazan. That was Levinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Levinsky, he went away from The Hague.
Also, was a Dutch Levinsky?
No. He's come from, Poland. I think, from Poland.
Poland. Levinsky what? What he was his first name?
Just I don't know.
How was he?
But I know that he went to New York to become an opera singer.
Oh. So, and then?
And then came, I think then came Rabinovich. Rabinovich. Chazan.
From where?
Rabinovich came from Russia.
Russia.
Sure.
When was it?
When he came?
Yes, then the year.
That I don't know, sure.
How old can I find it? How old were you?
How old he is?
How old were you when he came?
When he came. I think about 16 or 17.
I think about that, but I don't know
how old he was.
Okay. Now, after Rabinovich was somebody else?
No.
And he stayed with you till Hitler?
Till Hitler and he became back.
He came back. And where is he?
Till he died in, I don't know for sure, My youngest girl was 2 when he died, so that must be in 49 or 50.
I see.
He died.
I see.
He sang in my chuppah
because he knew
me from before the war.
And who was after him, the Chazan?
And after him came Mossel.
From where?
That was from Amsterdam.
But
he was
also
born
Ashkenaz.
In Amsterdam, also in Ashkenaz.
Yes.
Perhaps there was some between them, but I don't think so. Mossel has been very long there. And Mossel came to The Hague, and they said to me, you must learn, Mossel, the melodies from The Hague.
Who said to you?
That was the president of the...
What is his name?
Zadok. He has been president of The Hague from just after the war till 1980, I think.
Mm. Yeah. And he learned muscle from you?
He was very lazy muscle, and he said, why should I learn all those Hags Minagim? Why should I learn them when I'm some year here? You don't know about what's Amsterdam and what's The Hague. Why should I do? Sammy learned from me.
Very interesting. Okay, what was your education after 18?
After 18, I went to the technical high school in Delft to study for civil engineer.
Yes. Was there also some Jewish... In Delft?
No. I traveled. That's only 6 or 7 kilometers.
I see.
I went home. There I've been in the NZSO. That's Netherlands Students Zionist Organization.
You were the president of?
No,
that?
Not the president.
You were a member.
A humble member.
Yes, and. You certainly had more Zionistic songs and so on.
There we didn't sing. That was all students. We spoke. We debated and discussed.
I think no dances and no silly things.
No. Only discussing.
Good. Now. I want to know more about your habits, which is somehow connected with culture. For instance, do you listen to radio?
Yes.
What?
Here, I only listen to the voice of music. That's very good.
Yes. But in Holland,
I will go to concerts and we can live records and.
I am talking about radio. You choose music mainly or.
Yes.
Sometimes or.
No. Very much.
Yes, you like music.
Yes, I like music very much.
But I
never learned to play an instrument because there was no money for it.
Okay, but
my daughters and my grandsons. Yeah. I am so happy they do it.
Perhaps sometimes
you can hear my daughter play on the records. I think she's famous for playing records at the Rosenthal.
Where does she?
Yeah, she lives here in Jerusalem,
and she
has played for the TV and the broadcast here in Kol Yisrael.
Yeah, Etty Rosenthal. I will try to locate her.
Yeah.
Tell me, does this music which you listen to radio influence you, and then you change what you are singing in the synagogue? You understand my question?
I understand your question. I don't think so.
Or can you make a division between this kind of music and the other kind of music?
Yeah.
And
I make a decision. It was very... I'm saying, just not strange. It was a surprise that I heard here the Mo'ivi Shalom and Shabbat Chanukah singing Judas Maccabeus.
Where?
In Hechal Shlomo.
Really?
Yeah.
But okay, I'm not and talking about Hechal Shlomo.
You know, the I know if perhaps it's everywhere, but in the Shelo Brachot that sang in the Hague, there is some of the aria of Isis und Osiris from the.
Yeah, but not you introduced this.
No.
I'm talking about you as a person.
No.
You like also television? What are the programs which you prefer? In Den Haag.
In Den Haag. I must say, till now, I preferred football.
Yes.
Because then I...
You relax.
I relax.
Yes.
And then I don't go to work, for otherwise I'm working.
I see. Too much. Yeah.
I was working. I don't know what I will do now I'm retired.
Tell me what kind of music you like. You have a record.
Classical.
You have a collection of records at home.
Classic.
Yes, but for instance.
Most classic. Mozart, yeah. Beethoven.
You can specify the name of some works which you like.
Not so much.
But how many times you are sitting in a week and just listening to records?
The time that I worked, not so much. I had no time for it.
Why did you have a record collection?
Yes. Yes, I did listen, but not so much as I wanted.
How much?
3-4 hours a week.
It is a lot.
Yeah?
It's a lot, yes, of course. In the evening.
When there is nothing on the television and there is nothing on the radio, then you take a book and you play a record.
Did your wife join to you?
Yes, my wife.
Or the children sometimes?
Yes, I think my daughter has the musicality for me.
I see. Do you have a big library?
What do you call a big library?
I have
I have between 1,500 and 2,000 books.
What kind of subject? Mainly engineering?
Not so much engineering.
What is your interest?
Mainly very much Jewish.
What kind of field?
I have only about Yerushalayim, I have 25 books.
Fascinating.
And then I have some of encyclopedias, the Jewish and the British and the Dutch.
Of course.
And then I've very much belletry of Dutch writers and of in all languages, in German, French and English I have books.
Do you have
and on the history?
History
books,
yeah.
And archaeology. Archaeology books I found.
About this subject.
Most about Israel.
Very interesting. And
let me tell you one of my habits or my hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I want to do now I've got time.
Excavation. No,
not helping excavation. But I want to. There is very much published about temples.
Yes.
And about synagogues.
Yes.
And about churches.
Yes.
And you can read very much about it.
Yes.
But you never read about the red thread going through all those buildings, and I plan to seek that red thread.
You mean what is parallel between them and what is different between
them? Yes.
The plan.
You know that the shul is built like the temple of Shlomo.
Yeah.
It's but. when you see a temple of the Buddhists,
mm-hmm.
that's hewn out of the rocks. I've seen it in near Bombay.
Mm-hmm. It's carved out.
It's cut out of the. It's a Buddhist temple.
Yes.
And when you see the ground floor of it.
Yes.
So it's in reality it's hewn out. Yes. But when you see it in the ground floor, then it's like a Christian basilica. Hmm. So there must be a threat about the people who built it, who made it. So now I want to seek that threat.
Very interesting. Do it. I encourage you. It is very important.
It's very important.
You understand it.
I have time for it now. Now I have time for it. And mm-hmm. I can... you can read, you can write, you can... mm-hmm. And one of my hobbies is also drawing and painting.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And now I have time for it. Now I will do it.
Tell me, you go to theater and movies a lot?
Not a lot.
No.
Not a lot. We are very critical for the pieces we go to. Yeah.
You like circus?
Sometimes. Not. I don't go to all circuses mm-hmm. that come to The Hague, but yes. When there is a circus, when we know it's a very good circus, we go to it. For my wife, loves it very much. More than me.
You like to play chess?
Chess.
Really?
Yes. Cards not. I don't... I know how to play bridge, but I don't do it.
Yeah.
And I will not do it in the future. So I know how to do, but I'm not fond of it. Well, chess I like.
Going back to your library, do you have Jewish books written in Hebrew letters?
No. For my knowledge is not so good that I can read
it. But prayer books
you
have.
I have prayer books, yes.
The Tanakh you have.
Yes.
And all the Machzorim you have.
Yes, I have them.
That's what I mean.
Yes, I've heard a lot of.
Mishnah you might have.
I have a Mishnah yet, okay. I have not a Gemara.
No, but there are Gemaras in translation.
I know that, but I haven't.
Ah, I see. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, it is very interesting to hear about your background.
Yeah.
I am ready to ask you questions, but let we do it next week, the singing. And I will tell you what will be our plan. We will begin from an ordinary weekday. How was the Mincha from the beginning to there? And how was the Mari? And how the Shacharit? And then Kabbalat Shabbat, and Shabbat evening, morning, and so on and so on. How was it from the beginning to the end? And please, if you have your own book which you are familiar with, bring it. We have here, of course. It is much better.
I've only here. Such a small one, I have to. No, we can have it from here.
We have.
I think that's easier.
Of course. And, next week, 11 o'clock, please come again.
Okay, I will.
Toda rabba.
I'll write it, my book. Phonoteca.
Yes. It is very interesting because I learned a lot, you know?
Yeah?
Very much. Well, I will tell you. I am familiar very much with Jerusalem. I am a little bit familiar with Israel. But I'm not so familiar with Dutch Jews. What are they like? You know?
And
what they are thinking and what is the activity in Den Haag. So you are talking about it, what was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and it makes much clearer.
It's nice.
But I ask the same question of people from Morocco and
Spain. Yeah, I understand. And then you can get to what are we?
Yeah, I
understand. But you also had such a session with Shlomo Israels.
Yes, but he might have a different background. and he might tell different things.
Yeah, yeah.
You see? And even how he sees things. And you see the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
You know, it shows who are you.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Okay.
Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you very much. Hayom Yom Shin Yom Revi'i. ה-16 בחודש ינואר 1985. אנחנו ממשיכים להקליט את מר יצחק קרפלד מדנהג. I want to ask you some questions about Kabbalat Shabbat, because I want to begin with Kabbalat Shabbat, okay? Now, your minyan begins about half an hour before Shabbat, or what, or even after Shabbat, what is the, how do you do it?
When Shabbat is announced at, let us say, 6 o'clock,
yeah.
Then the service begins at 6 o'clock.
Yes, aha, not before. And it begins with Mincha?
With Mincha.
With Mincha.
Okay.
So, I see. When the Shabbat, I mean, the candle lighting is on 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then it begins on the service.
Yeah.
Okay. It begins with Mincha. Who is the prayer?
Someone,
not the Chazan.
Can be the Chazan, but be another one.
And after Aleinu begins Lechun Ranana.
Lechun Ranana.
And then?
And formerly, that was the Chazan, the man who prayed Mincha,
yes,
goes to Tilechadudi.
Tilechadudi.
Okay.
I see. Okay. Where does the Chazan stand Mincha, in Mincha prayer?
Before the Amud.
I mean, on the right side of the Amud. When you face to the Aron, then the right side of it.
No, before the...
Before.
In the middle, just before.
In the middle. And where is Lechadudi or Lechun Ranana?
Lechun Ranana in Lechadudi is on the...
Bima. I see. So I understand that your stender is exactly before the Aron.
Okay.
And then there is the Bima.
Okay.
I see. Now, has the Chazan from Lechadudi a talit? Or
yes.
Without?
Yes.
He has a talit. Also Lechun Ranana has a talit?
That's the other Chazan.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And also for Mincha is a talit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there is Lechun Ranana, there is Lechadudi. Now, Barhu, where goes the Chazan?
He goes to the... To the Amud,
where Mincha was
also
said.
Okay.
And he stands there till the end of the
Till the end of the
Seder. Okay. Yes. Now, what part of the prayer does the community sing? If
they can sing Magena Rosh, Magena Rot.
Yes.
They can sing, they surely sing Aleinu. And you...
Yes. Vaihulu. Do the...
Vaihulu, okay.
Lechadudi.
Sometimes. I'm speaking about formally.
Yes.
Nowadays, people, the community sing Lechadudi from begin to the end.
Yes.
But
before,
there was a great synagogue, was full of people, and there was a Chazan with a chorus, then the people didn't sing.
Just the Chazan and the
Chazan and the chorus did.
I see. When
there is not a choir,
yes.
So let's say in that youth synagogue,
yes,
people sang all.
synagogue, we sing all together. In your synagogue, we try to sing as much as possible together.
Yes, I see.
But in the great synagogue, that was a very formal thing, and so they had a chazan. And you can
alternate.
Yes, with the great synagogue here in Jerusalem.
Yeah, you can,
that's so formally, people are sitting and they are listening to the
great synagogue. And you see the HaShlomo, you mean?
In HaShlomo.
I see. Now, I don't want to forget. Please, all the time, add the information. We are talking about the old time. And you will, as the old time, was the press. But, you mention the new trend also. Was the old time, but it was changed and so on.
Yes.
Because it is very important, the change also.
Yeah, I know that.
That's one thing. The other is, please try to sing with the old pronunciation.
Okay.
Like it was, without any change.
You must have the intention of being in the synagogue before 50 years
ago. Okay. I don't know how many.
But now, in this time, we sing in Swahili.
Ah, yes.
He does in Swahili.
Yes, but I want the old time. By the way, who began the Swahili singing? Who was the initiator of this?
It was because we could get now a chazan who is
Sephardi,
and then we began with
the Sephardi pronunciation, but not before.
When there was a Dutch chazan, Ashkenazi chazan, he sang in the Ashkenazi.
I see. Now, another question. How was the chazan, the garment of the chazan? What did he have, a special kind of?
Yes, he had what do you call that?
A gown.
Herstik.
Also a hat.
Also a high hat.
And his talus was just on his neck or
long? Just the same
okay. I want to stop here for a minute.
Sorry, another question.
I have a lot of questions, of course. what was the tradition to sing the Lechune Ranana from the beginning to the end together, or just the run ended with Arboim Shono, that's it?
In the great synagogue, yes, there was only the chazan song at the beginning and the Arboim.
Yeah.
In the youth synagogue, we did it Pasuk and Pasuk.
And who introduced the Nigun of Pasuk? From whom did you learn it?
That was reciting.
Yes, but who taught you? You don't know. I see. Now, can you tell me how many lechadodis do
many?
You know?
I think four.
Four. Good.
I'm not sure.
Now.
I know one. That we always call the great, the big, so it was sang by chazan with kor. And there were some who I remember from the time when I was in the youth synagogue, and there we sang together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was also
okay. Was there a difference between the mincha on Erev Shabbat and mincha on an ordinary day? No, it was the same.
It's the same.
Okay.
Quite the same.
Let we begin with Mincha. And then Mincha, and then we'll go further to the...
Okay.
And please don't forget to explain, even in the middle of your singing, now the Chazan, now the...
Okay.
Whatever is happening. Because it is not for a as a record. It is, you know, for history.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, begin.
Ashrei Ashrei Seicho Charalucho Seilu Tirazana Noidaber Pi Vivorech Kol Voskoshim Uchana Lomung Et Anachnu Nvorech Yo Megato Vengat Ngalo Alalu Yovo Yes, God, I have been a good man. 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 I have been a good man.